The 2020 Why Women in Careers were honored Thursday, March 4th in a virtual and small in-person ceremony. Four women were honored and inducted into this year's YWCA's Corpus Christi Hall of Fame, including Associate Vice President for Student Access, Dr. Maria Martinez. "I'm very honored, and again, it's very humbling," she said. "There have been 294 women inducted into the Hall of Fame. In the 41 years, the YWCA has honored women and inducted women." The Why Women in Careers Award is designed to honor successful professional women in our community, Dr. Dolores Guerrero, Dean of Arts and Sciences, said. The criteria states that the nominee meets the following requirements: makes contributions to her field and is professionally recognized in this field. Dr. Martinez has over 30 years of leadership and experience in management, recruitment training, coordination, community education and outreach, undergraduate research, training and outreach, grant budget management, program evaluation, and across state and federal agencies, Guerrero said. Guerrero nominated Martinez as she felt merited and had accomplishments deserving recognition and induction into the YWCA's Corpus Christi Hall of Fame. "Growing up, we were encouraged to serve others with love, commitment, and humility. I am passionate about the programs we run because they are designed to empower underrepresented populations and undeserved communities," Martinez said. "That's probably why the award means so much to me, because the mission of the YWCA to empower women and eliminate racism is extremely important, and it aligns with the main goals of the programs we run in student access." As Associate Vice President for Student Access, Martinez leads the Office of Student Access within the Office of Research and Graduate Studies. "The biggest accomplishment of my career is to have the privilege to be a part of a student's academic journey, even in small ways," she said. Martinez's office also helps run 11 U.S. Department of Education programs, one state program, and serves 5,100 individuals throughout the South Texan region and manages over $22 million in federal funding. "It's important to note that my job consists of having the privilege of working alongside a dedicated, amazing team made up of full-time staff and student staff members who make up the Office of Student Access," she said. Kiwana Denson, Director of Strategic Initiatives at Del Mar College, Annette Rodriguez, Nueces County Public Health Director, and Judith E. Talavera, President and Chief Operation Officer of AAP Texas, were also honored and inducted during the ceremony on March 4th. "Given all that is going on in this world at this particular time in history, the induction has served as an encouragement to me to keep moving forward. It also compelled me to think about additional programs that we can pursue to bring to TAMUC and the communities in the region," Martinez said. Though the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted TAMUC and its surrounding regions, Martinez continues to help students and serves the community. "Dr. Martinez is an amazing role model for our students. She has a passion and commitment in everything she does, particularly for students on this campus and in our region. She is driven with a purpose to help them not only be successful as students, but to grow and develop as well-rounded individuals. I believe Dr. Martinez is simply an outstanding representative of our university and her profession," Guerrero said. Martinez, humbled by her recent honor, left these last remarks as words of inspiration to aspiring women and students. "Embrace your gifts and your value. Never forget where you come from. Draw strength from your culture, your heritage, your community, your language, and your voice. With that strength, have courage to take action towards your dreams. Be secure and bold enough to encourage other women to always remember to give back." This has been Sarah Reyna for the South Texan.